The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome into First Take from Los Angeles. Huge congrats to the Cincinnati Bengals, Los Angeles Rams. I'm the only one clapping. Bitter cowboy. You're going to Super Bowl 56. I just got to say one thing, guys. What a championship Sunday we had. We had the divisional round, all thrillers, and then those two games, unbelievable.
This might have been the best 3 weeks of football.
Yeah.
In terms of competitive football, thrilling games we've ever seen in NFL history. These last 3 weeks.
It's been so much fun.
Right, and especially in these last two, because every game has come down to that last play. I was in the bed last night, and the thought came to my mind, that old Folgers commercial after the game. You know, remember the old Folgers commercial?
Yes.
Like, it's good to the last drop. Because it goes to the last play. All of the games have been good to the last drop.
They were ridiculous. All right, let's do this. A lot of people will be with us this morning. Dan Orlovsky, one of them, and he's going to be insufferable. I already know that. Let's start with the early game, guys. Joe Burrow and the Bengals rallied past the Kansas City Chiefs to punch their Super Bowl ticket. Cincy trailing 21-3 at one point, but showed their resilience, clawing back to win 27-24 in OT and clinching the team's first AFC title in over 30 years. 2 years ago, fellas, the Bengals were the worst team in football, and now they're in the Super Bowl. I couldn't be happier for the city of Cincinnati and the Bengals fans. Hey, Joe, you surprised?
I think if you would have told me before the season that we'd be going to the Super Bowl, I probably would have called you crazy. But then, you know, we played a whole season, and, you know, nothing surprises me now. I know the kind of guys that we have and the team that we have. So, you know, there's still one left.
If you looked at the season that we had, to be in this game in general, it's definitely a special group of guys that battle through adversity. But the leaders on this team know that this isn't our standard. We want to win the Super Bowl. Whenever you taste that winning the Super Bowl, nothing less than that is success.
The playmaker, the Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin, tell me this. Bengals comeback or Chiefs collapse?
And I know this would start. You know, I knew we would go in this direction But all over, not just First Take. I think all in this, all over the country, because what we just saw out of the Bengals is simply incredible. To go from winning four games one season last season and to being in the Super Bowl right now, this is all about what the Bengals have done. And I will point to the game that they had yesterday, but really, what they've done since they drafted that dude that we just saw on the camera talking in that confident voice that he talks in. I said he's a lot like Troy Aikman. He really is, because he stands in the pocket. He's able to make those perfect throws. And what we're seeing on TV are great timing plays between him and Ja'Marr Chase. Mm-hmm. When he sees Ja'Marr Chase one-on-one, that's it. No more reading. I'm going over there. This is all about the Cincinnati Bengals. This is an incredible run, Molly. An incredible run to be right here, right now, playing that game. And it wasn't easy because he went through all the top quarterbacks in the AFC to get there. You know what I mean? And what I saw yesterday, because we'll talk about this, because I thought as I measured him up against Patrick Mahomes, up against Josh Allen, I said I see his ability to make plays with his arm. But, boy, those guys are special with their legs.
Yeah.
You know, last week, Patrick Mahomes led his team in rush yards. You know, week before that, Josh Allen led his team in rush yards. But I've never seen Joe Burrow do that. But I saw him do some sneaky great things and escapability that I says put him right where he needs to be in the room. This is all about the Cincinnati Bengals. They made the plays when they needed to make the plays.
And they
hit on that big third down.
Clawed
out of that hole.
21-3.
And it was similar. This was similar to the last game. As a matter of fact, that's what I felt watching it.
Yeah.
Big run in the first half and Cincinnati coming back in the second half. Do not Stephen A. and do not Country out here take this away from Cincinnati. You have earned this. So don't listen to these people that tries to take this away from you, Cincinnati.
Well, I think the thing that's very, very amazing that I find utterly amazing, to be quite honest with you, is that I never played the game of football, never wanted to play the game of football. I damn sure wanted to watch. I didn't want to play. I never wanted to play football.
I know why.
Okay.
You couldn't take getting hit.
No, not with my legs. No. I can't do that. But I will tell you this. It's just amazing to me that I never played. I'm not a three-time Super Bowl champion. I'm not a Hall of Famer. And I'm always right. You're wrong. And I have to teach you about the sport of football. I mean, let me educate you.
This is a drive.
Excuse me. Let me educate you.
Go ahead.
Step back. Step back. Can't call your sister for help. She can't help you right now.
Go ahead.
You're young, okay? You got to listen to me, okay? You got to listen to me here, all right?
Let me turn this off because she'll call me. What is he talking about? She'll call you.
Exactly. She can't help you right now. She can't help you right now. Here's the deal. Major props to Cincinnati. No doubt about it. I'm actually the prophet right now. Who's the person that said Marvin Lewis had to go? You got 16 years on the job. 7 playoff appearances, not a single playoff game. The city of Cincinnati was getting on me. I said, excuse me, you get shot. I'm not trying to say he can't be a head coach somewhere else, but he's had his time. You need a new voice. Zach Taylor and his staff comes up in there. In 3 years, they got you in the Super Bowl. 2 years after they drafted Joe Burrow. You just can't say enough. Jamar Chase is an absolute stud. We get all that. T. Higgins had a big game yesterday. I get all that. Had 100 receiving yards, 6 receptions, 103 to be exact. I get all of that. But this is clearly about the Kansas City Chiefs collapse. There is no doubt about it. Who had the 21-3 lead? Kansas City. Who was up 18 points? Kansas City. Who looked like they were about to blow the doors off of the Cincinnati Bengals? Kansas City.
Right.
Who had the ball? Who was in position to go up to 28-3 and couldn't get it done?
Right.
Kansas City.
Right.
Who spent the last 2 quarters plus overtime scoring a grand total of 3 points?
Boy.
Kansas City. And by the way, that's with Tyreek Hill. That's with Travis Kelce. That's with Patrick Mahomes. That's with Andy Reid. If Eric Bieniemy had a hard time getting a job all of these years, it didn't get any easier yesterday. The second half and overtime of an AFC championship game with those multitude of weapons. I didn't even bring up Pringle. I didn't bring up Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I didn't bring up the other weapons that they have on top of the elite weapons that you had at your disposal. And all you can muster is 3 points. And by the way, you got the ball in overtime. It's not like Patrick Mahomes is sitting on the sideline in overtime and didn't touch the ball. He actually got the ball. But Hendrickson, Hubbard and those boys got in them.
Right.
And as a result of that, okay, and Hill, the interceptions and all that. As a result of that, Kansas City's offense was offensive. They were nowhere to be found when it really, really counted. And as a result, they home.
But you
act
as if they was awful by choice.
No,
they were awful
that.
By force, by the Cincinnati Bengals defense, in the style in which they played. They never got behind Patrick Mahomes. They stayed in front.
See, this is why you can't argue with me. This is why you are no match for me, playmaker.
What are you saying?
If the playmaker was on Kansas City Chiefs, and he was on a Kansas City Chiefs offense that had himself, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes throwing the football, Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy calling plays, and you mustered 3 points in the second half, okay, and that was it, in an AFC championship game, you would be in the locker room saying, it's on me. Major props to them. I give them credit, but it's on me. We should have won this game. That's what you would be saying.
And I should be saying that as an athlete, but right here, I'm saying what I saw as an analyst. And you cannot take away from what Cincinnati did.
I'm not trying to say it's by the fault.
But okay, I understand what you're saying when you say, hey, you saw how they moved the ball up and down the field. Because I thought, oh, this is going to be a blowout now. Because this is a different situation.
Yes.
You're in Kansas City.
That's right.
If you are
at
Cincinnati, you are at Arrowhead. So I'm giving Cincinnati props for coming in another man's jungle and becoming the lion, especially in that jungle in Arrowhead.
You got to give them credit for that. Listen,
It's not only did they come in and stop Cincinnati, they fought all of them.
I'm not taking any credit away from Cincinnati. Cincinnati did a phenomenal job. I think they got a shot to win the Super Bowl. They could beat the Rams. Joe Burrow is a stud. Jamar Chase is a stud. T. Higgins showed up. Mixon showed up. Zach Taylor and his coaching staff have done an outstanding job. They deserve a lot of credit. Major, major props.
Yeah.
Cincinnati should be the city. Cincinnati should be proud. Really, they should. But what I'm saying to you is this. You look at Kansas City. Let's take a macro perspective.
Right.
And I love Andy Reid. Andy Reid and I go back to when I was writing for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Right.
And he was coaching the Philadelphia Eagles all of those years. You've had four AFC championship games at Arrowhead Stadium.
Right.
You've lost two. You've had four trips to the AFC Championship game. You got one Super Bowl to show for it. With Patrick Mahomes, with Kelce, with Tyreek Hill. And by the way, that interception that Patrick Mahomes threw, that wasn't on him. That hit Tyreek Hill right in his hands. I understand he was double covered, but it hit him in his hands.
Okay.
It hit him in his hands.
Right.
And he lost it, and that's what led to the interception. I don't put that on Patrick Mahomes. But 3 points in the second half, I'm sorry. I give him
last word
a lot
here,
of credit.
Michael,
but I expected more than
okay,
that.
Okay. And what happened here? And I think I understand what you're trying to say. Now, if Kansas City had blown through everybody and not had that hiccup early in the season that showed that they had this in them, and then they come out, and the first time they start blowing up is right here in Cincinnati and lose that game, then I say, okay, it's more Cincinnati falling apart. But Cincinnati showed us some of this early in the season. I mean, Kansas City showed us some of this, early in the season, they reverted back. He tried to get the big play down the field when he should have taken
the small play
in the drive. They made the plays in Cincinnati, and congratulations to them for winning the Super Bowl.
This was the
I'm giving them credit. That's distance traveled. That's a great distance they traveled to get to the Super Bowl.
The largest comeback in a conference championship since 2006. I just want you to know, you lost me after you said, I'm a prophet. I was done.
Every game they won by one possession. They are fighters with that dude.
I know you're passionate. We're moving on, buddy. The Rams are the favorites over the Bengals in Super Bowl 56. I love your passion, though. Sportsbook have the Rams as 4-point favorites over the Bengals, but if Jimmy G didn't throw that pick, they might not be celebrating right now. The Niners had beat the Rams 6 straight until it counted the most last night, and with that result, Jimmy Garoppolo facing an uncertain future with the Niners, saying we'll see what happens in these next couple days, weeks, whatever. I love this team. The quarterback said after the loss, Garoppolo has 1 year left on his contract with a scheduled cap charge of $26.9 million. And the Niners would incur only a $1.4 million dead money charge by trading or releasing it. Here's Matthew Stafford and Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so proud of this group. Man, we've had high expectations all year, done nothing but do everything in our power to try and meet those. It's a driven group we have in there, and this game wasn't perfect. It wasn't easy in some spots, but we found a way to win the game, and that's what it's all about. I'm just happy and proud to be a part of this group, and we got some more work left to do.
I love Jimmy. I'm not going to sit here and make a farewell statement or anything right now. It's the last stuff on my mind. But Jimmy has battled his ass off. He battled today. He did some unbelievable things today. And I love coaching Jimmy.
Dan Orlovsky, how you living, big time? How you feeling today?
Never been better. Never been better. Feel great.
Okay.
Feel great.
Yeah.
Before we ask this question, may I say something on national TV that
I think
is very
important? What's up, D?
Let me say something on national TV that I think is very important. Mm-hmm. Kyle Shanahan lied to America just now.
Why?
You don't love coaching Jimmy G. Stop lying. He's lying. You're lying. Okay? You're lying. But and I say that because Kyle Shanahan, I've grown to become a huge fan of Kyle Shanahan. That man is one hell of a coach. He really, really is.
He is something special.
He is something special. And he said what he's supposed to say, because he's your quarterback until he's not, and you're trying to protect him. But he lied to you, America. He lied. Kyle Shanahan lied his behind off. Go ahead, Mom.
All right.
Go ahead. Somebody needs to say that.
I just need to say to Dan really quick. Dan, you know I love talking trash and busting chops and all that, especially to, you know, your teams and players and all that. But I'm really happy for Matthew Stafford. He had 12 years in Detroit. He held it down for them, and it was great to see him get the W last night. But we're going to focus on Jimmy G. Stephen A., how much of this loss is on porn star Jimmy?
Well, first of all, a couple of things. Number one, I appreciate you calling him porn star Jimmy.
It was just
Jimmy.
For you. It's the last time.
Because that's who he is.
It's
he's
rest
porn
in
star
peace
Jimmy.
After that.
That's number one. That's number one. My boy Jeff didn't want me calling him that, but damn it, it's appropriate, Jeff. Get over it. That's number one. Number two, as proud as you are, as happy as you are for Matthew Stafford, I'm more happy for you, Molly, because you don't look expended at all. And I know you had to run here. You know you were sprinting like that.
Yeah,
so Molly's in shape. You understand? Molly's in shape.
I literally sprinted here, Dan.
So let's throw that out. You know, she was running laps.
I'll leave it at that.
She was handling her business, okay? Trying to get in. Here's the deal. Most of this loss is on Jimmy G. Now, let me explain why. I'm not trying to say, listen, I could point out that they had to stop running the football because they weren't running the football effectively and when it mattered most. Kyle Shanahan gave that brother the ball, and he went 1 for 6 for like minus 8 yards. I could bring up the fact that that followed up a week where you were extremely pedestrian, and your special teams had to come to the rescue at Lambeau Field because you damn sure didn't do much, couldn't generate a touchdown. I could bring all of that up. But I'm going to take a macro perspective and leave the dissection of this to a Michael Irvin and obviously to my brother Dan Orlovsky by saying this. Matthew Stafford, of course, he deserved props, and I'll leave that to Mr. Pom-Pom himself, Mr. Orlovsky, to say that about him because we all know it's true. It's absolutely true. Here's what I would say, and neither one of y'all would disagree with this. There comes a moment where you just know that ain't the dude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like you look at Deebo Samuels, you look at George Kittle, you look at Nick Bosa and the crew, and you know it's like
that's real.
It's you just look and you go like this. That dude is why they ain't going to the Super Bowl. Because if they had Matthew Stafford, if they had Patrick Mahomes, if they had Joe Burrow, if they had Josh Allen, with that defense and the way that it was playing, and with Deebo being that monster that he is, and Kittle being who he is, with Kyle Shanahan calling those plays, they would have found a way. But you knew that Jimmy G wasn't going to get it done. And so I close by saying this. First of all, that idiot that tried to call Jeff Garcia, that tried to call out Mina Kimes, we don't hear anything from you today, do we, Jeff Garcia? Nothing at all. Nothing at all. All right? You should be apologizing on national television to Mina Kimes with your trifling self. That's number one. So he is trifling for trying to go after Mina Kimes like that. He is trifling. That's number one. Number two, if you call Shanahan, look, stop lying to the American public. Stop lying to 49ers fans. Trey Lance should be ready with you being the exceptional coach that you are. Let Jimmy G go. It ain't worth it. Just let him go. That's number two. And number three, congratulations. I feel very bad. It's not an accident that Odell Beckham Jr. walked over to Deebo Samuels the way that he
did. Yeah, that was very classy.
That was great.
But it wasn't just very classy. It was more than that. It was classy, but it was more than that, guys. You know what he was saying? I felt your pain.
Yeah.
I have felt your pain.
It was because empathy.
Because you had a quarterback. You had a quarterback that couldn't get it done.
No.
I'll be damned if I didn't know how that feels. If I don't know how that feels, Deebo, my heart goes out to you, my brother.
In that moment, to have the wherewithal, to have the awareness, to care about your boy, you know, I was impressive.
That's right. It was. But he knew.
Stephen A. saying something, though. He's
saying something.
Not to the depth.
He's
not to the depth. Because, like you said, hey, Kyle Shanahan is one of the best out there.
That's right.
And he keeps you in the game. So he asked Jimmy G, just don't lose the game for me. Just don't lose the game. Jimmy G's only averaged 160 passing yards in his career, in his playoff career. So he's not saying go and win the game. Go and win the game. Though that's exactly what the Rams made him do.
That's right.
Rams said we're going to put this on Jimmy G, and Jimmy G couldn't get it done. I put it all on Jimmy G because your job is not to make the bad decision. We're not asking you to make the great plays, but not to make the bad decision. And he made some bad decisions, especially that little flick pass that went for the interception right there. I don't care. That's some young guy decision right there. You eat that ball if you can't get the ball off right. You punt, and you let that defense that plays great to get back on the football field. You don't make that kind of a decision. For what Jimmy G gives this team, not just in that game, but for his whole career, what Jimmy G's given, he is not, this is all on him, and it is time for them to go ahead and make a decision and move to Trey Lance now. If they're trying to get back to this Super Bowl, and with Kyle Shanahan and that team, they can if they shore up that quarterback position.
Dan, where are you on this?
So y'all thought I was going to come on and talk about Jimmy Garoppolo today? After what we watched yesterday? You thought I was going to come? Stephen A., you thought I was going to come on and talk? Is this you trying to get Sam Tanucci to not have me talk about Matthew Stafford?
Not at all.
Is this you trying to change the topic?
Matthew Stafford to you. Hey, we left Matthew Stafford to you.
Can you guys share something on the screen for me? Okay, so you did this to yourself, Stephen A. This isn't early in this football game. You're calling out me. You're calling out Matthew Stafford.
Receipt.
You're referencing your guy. And I told you yesterday.
That was early in the game.
I told you yesterday, first of all, if you're going to tweet like this early in the game, you should change the show to First Quarter Takes, not First Take, because you get thumb happy when something bad happens, and then you get yourself into an issue. And I responded to you last night. You did this to yourself.
Not at all.
You did this to yourself when you got so trigger happy with your thumbs that you wanted to try to fire off shots and couldn't wait to the – never shoot early, Stephen A. Never shoot too early. And you're trying to fire off tweets, and now you got to deal with me the day after. I'm not talking about Jimmy Garoppolo right now. I'm going to talk about Matthew Stafford. I'm going to talk about the moment when I got a bunch of phone calls and text messages yesterday, and they said, what do you think we're going to get from 9 today? And my response was, I think America is going to get the best version of Matthew Stafford we've seen. And that's what you got, Stephen A. What you don't realize is what you saw in the fourth quarter is what so many of us saw for 12 years in Detroit. Matthew Stafford's been in this moment 50, 60 times in the NFL. And he's rose to that moment more often than not. It just didn't matter to you because it was happening in Detroit, not in maybe Pittsburgh or a team that we were talking about on national television. When this game went to 17-7 yesterday, I in the group chat responded, this game's over. The Rams are going to win. Because I know that Matthew Stafford's at his absolute best when he has no choice but to be. I don't wait till the first quarter. I don't see things happen in the first quarter and fight off tweets because I know it's a long football game.
May I respond?
I'm not talking about Jimmy Garoppolo right now.
No, he did it. No, he did it.
He wasn't prepared?
I'm not talking about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Dan Orlovsky.
I'd like, yes.
Dan Orlovsky, you pulled up a tweet that I sent 15 hours ago. I love how you ignore the one I sent 14 hours ago. That would be an hour later after that first tweet you just posted in case you didn't understand the lingo. That tweet says, quote, by me, Stephen A., fair is fair. Stafford balled that drive. Two passes dropped, including a TD pass. Come on, Rams. Step the hell up for the guy.
Stephen A.
You left that out. You left that
because
out.
Because you telling
that's
the world,
a
that, the,
too.
You telling
that's
the world that the sun
too.
Rises doesn't matter. Anyone could sit there and tell you what is happening, but you tried to.
I told you what was happening when I heard the initial tweet.
You tried to foreshadow the bad performance in a game by Matthew Stafford because you could not wait for him to play like dog trash yesterday and then to come
time
on
time
first
time
take
time
today.
Projected it over the whole game. I sit up there and I said, and Dan posted it. This was the last line. He'd better not lose to no damn porn star Jimmy. Everybody knows. I'm talking about. Everybody knows. I didn't want to see Jimmy G in the Super Bowl. I didn't want to see a pedestrian quarterback in the Super Bowl. I want to see somebody who I believe could get it done going up against somebody I know in Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes who could get it done. Jimmy G was not that guy. So what I was saying is, Matthew Stafford, you better not lose to this guy. You better not lose to this guy. That's all I was saying. And you are trying to spin it because that's what you're trying to lean on right now.
You're trying to backpedal. That's what you're trying to do.
I'm not doing it. It's
you're
right
trying
there.
To not get caught.
I got the receipt.
With them,
I got
with
the
them hyper thumbs. With them hyper. Hey, Molly, yeah, who did?
You can't say you're saying these emotional swings that you're having in the moment of watching the games. Okay, let's just let you have these emotional swings. I felt this way.
We're dealing
with facts. We're going about what's going on in the game.
You were doing play.
Why should we have to ride this emotional wave with you?
Thank you, Michael.
What's in the game?
You know why?
Is that not what you're talking about, man?
Do you feel the same way? You know why you have to? You know why you had to do it?
Why would
you? Because I'm Stephen. That's why.
Whoever decided to pay this man,
everybody keep talking about it. Look, who paid this man? Remember, You understand? Everybody, I signed the contract. I got to sign. I signed the contract 2 years ago. I was like this the first 51 years. You know what I'm saying? I didn't change. I'm the same dude. Ain't nobody changed. I mean, I've been doing. I've been doing this show going on 10 years. Tell me when I've been different. Tell me when I'm not. I'm just that dude. I'm just that dude. Hollis.
Molly.
Hollis. Sorry. Hollis.
Don't be blaspheming.
I thought it was blushing. My bad.
Hollis. Dan,
can I move on or you got to say anything else? Because I want to give you your moment and your time.
Go ahead, Dan. How is it his moment? Was he throwing the football?
Because I was right, Stephen A.
You know what? I can't.
Because I was right, Stephen A. And you were wrong.
You
and don't
what?
Worry, I got
you know
more
what?
Coming.
I
got
Dan,
more
agree,
coming.
Dan,
I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on. Because when Stephen A. comes out to L.A., he's got this big time energy, okay? And that's, I'll just leave it at that. Let's go to the GOAT, the legend. Mr. Seven Rings, Tom Brady is calling it a career. One of my favorite athletes of all time. This according to our Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington. Adam will be with us in moments. They're also reporting that Brady's decision to retire is based on several factors, including family and health. After blessing us with his greatness for two decades plus, thank you, Tom. Brady rewrote the record book during his 22 season career. He holds NFL records for wins, TD passes, and passing yards, both in the regular season and the playoffs, along with a laundry list of other records. But the most important record, those seven Super Bowl rings. For the latest, we bring in our Adam Schefter. Adam, good morning. We know Brady has made his decision to retire, but yet we have yet to hear from him. What are you hearing as to when he might officially announce this?
Well, good morning, Molly, Stephen A., Michael I., my friend Michael I. What's nice to be with you guys.
What up, Adam?
Adam's
and essentially,
absolutely.
Look, we're going to wait. We're going to wait to hear the announcement from Tom himself, his timeline, his schedule, whenever he wants to do it. He's still processing everything. But the fact of the matter is he will be retiring here, and he will be moving forward and on with his life. The greatest quarterback that we've ever known, that we've ever seen, arguably the greatest player who's ever played in the NFL, and I would even say one of the Babe Ruth figures of all of sports. And you heard him on his podcast last week, his Let's Go podcast with Jim Gray, talk about how important it is to spend more time with his family, his children. His wife doesn't like seeing him be hit anymore. He's done everything that one man can do at the football level. You used all the records and numbers there, Molly, and there are more beyond that. And the way that he has influenced all his teammates, his coaches, the way he's carried himself as a person, there's so much here beyond just the numbers that are important. But again, he is going to come to this and make the announcement when he is ready to make the announcement. There's a lot to process, a lot to get through, but in the end, that will be the situation with him walking away from the game, the greatest quarterback that we've ever seen.
Adam, thank you so much for being with us, and I know you'll have more on this as it comes out. We will talk to you soon.
Yeah.
And, gentlemen, yesterday when I saw this come down, I said, is this real? And then I saw Adam Schefter's name, and I was like, oh, okay, this is really happening. Stephen A. Michael, are you surprised he's walking away? Michael, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm absolutely surprised. We talked about this last week, and I thought, well, after all of the years you had in New England, and now you get that opportunity to be a, basically a GM, you know, you get what you want. So I was shocked. And I don't see where Tampa doesn't have a chance to make another run. You hear guys, like I interviewed Odell Beckham this week, and he was talking about his great relationship with Tom Brady. I really thought that Tom would be going into those relationships and picking up these free agents and bringing to Tampa and doing something like taking another run at winning another Super Bowl. I was absolutely shocked. And he started talking about his family and his wife not wanting to see him get hit. Now, I've been in that position. You know, I know what that's like, having a conversation with trying. I want to keep playing, and she's saying, I just can't take it, seeing you get hit anymore. That leaned me in my decision. So I understand that. But I am shocked that he's walking away, and I'm hurt that he's walking away. I see there's a lot of great football still left in him, and I wanted to see it on the football field.
Well, listen, I'm surprised. I'm surprised as well, but only because he kept saying 45, 45,
right.
45. And he's 44, even though he turns 45 in August.
Intimated 50,
he kept saying
right.
he's going to play until 45. So I was thinking, I've always thought next year was going to be his last year.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, I'm happy.
Yeah.
because he leaves the game still spectacular. He goes out, you're down 27-3, you come back and tie the score. That's how you go out. And they have to go down, and it's a super pass from Stafford to Cooper Kupp that puts them in field goal range so they can kick the winning field goal and L.A. can advance and send the Tampa Bay Buccaneers home. But also some of the things that he had to deal with. Giselle has been on the record revealing years ago, I believe it was 2017, where she said he would come home with concussions, even though he had never been listed as having a concussion. She talked about some of the things that she has to experience at home. And obviously, as his wife, she experiences things with him that none of us ever do. And so when you look at it from that perspective and he starts talking about his kids and what have you, and then you take into account the kind of year they had in Tampa Bay, you got a guy in Rob Gronkowski that isn't sure he wants to play anymore. Chris Godwin goes down. I know that's a part of the game, of course, but you're one of your big weapons. He goes down. Antonio Brown departs, and he's talking smack. And you know, you showing nothing but class and support for him. Yeah. And even though he ultimately came back and retracted his words, his initial response, you know, was insulting to you. And it had to hurt to do all the things that you meant for him to turn around and turn his back and talk about you like that. You do get to a point, particularly when you have a loving wife who you know she's in his ear like, is this the same dude we let in the house? Is this the same dude we've been supporting? Yeah. Is this the same dude we look out for? When you know that, you're like, she's like, why are we doing this? What are we still doing? You got 7 Super Bowl rings. You got 5 Super Bowl MVPs. You got 3 league MVPs. You throw for over 84,000 yards. Throw for over 620 touchdowns.
Right.
Like, why are we doing this? Tell me why. And you get to a point where you don't have an answer that's sensible enough to offset what she has thrown in your direction. When that reality hits home and you have a bright future, not just this company TB12, I mean, Drew Brees is on NBC. Peyton Manning's doing stuff with his brother, okay? Tony Romo is on CBS. You have any idea what Tom Brady can do outside of football?
Yeah.
I'm talking about off the field. If he wants to.
Exactly.
Yeah. He has the production company with Michael Strahan. Yes. I'm sure he has a lot of plans.
I'm just saying, you're looking at it and you're going like this. Why are we doing this? You don't have an answer. At some point, you don't have an answer.
I do. I'm going to miss him, but I do think it's the perfect time.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I was thinking about, like, Jim Brown's one of the guys that walked away still on the top. When he left, we was like, man, he still had a lot of football
left. Under his own volition.
And he left early. Tom got a long career, but he left on top with the numbers he put up. We'll still be saying he still had more football in him.
I'll just say this quickly. He's inspiring and motivating on and off the field. And like I said about Kobe, Tom Brady makes you want to be the best version of yourself. That's his legacy as well. We'll keep it going here, guys.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take Podcast.
Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. The Rams opened as a four-point favorite. That dipped to 3.5 points last night, but it's back at 4. If that holds, it would tie the biggest spread in a Super Bowl over the last 6 seasons. Cincinnati opened the season with 125-1 title odds, the longest for a team to make the Super Bowl since the 99 Rams. Huge congrats again to them and both teams. Dan Orlovsky back here with us. Michael, I'll start with you. Would this be a better story if Stafford or Burrow wins the Super Bowl?
Depends on which eye I look out of. I'm looking out of the eye of the league. The league. It's better that you get. Why are you looking at me like that? That Joe Burrow had be the story. But for what we do here, for TV, for the story, it is absolutely Matthew Stafford. This is a Hollywood story. Matthew Stafford came in 0-3. 0-3. This man is top 12 in yards, top 12 in touchdowns right now. 0-3 in the playoffs. This run that he is on right now can take him out of the seat and put him in a Hall of Fame chair. Amen. If he wins this Super Bowl. Remember, this Super Bowl is in California.
Yeah.
It's right there in Hollywood. It's the story that surrounds it all.
It's that SoFi.
It's SoFi.
Which is SoFi. So which is SoFi, right?
SoFi. SoFi.
Right.
And Matthew Stafford left the pit of Detroit in that tough situation to come here to the city of Hollywood, the city of dreams, and win a Super Bowl in his first year. That is absolutely the biggest story. The biggest story that we're going to talk about.
You know what? It definitely feels storybook when you say it like that.
Oh, my God.
That it's incredible. In L.A. He paid his dues.
And
he comes
up
out here.
You picked up an Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
And these misfits and everybody cast it out. And they came together.
Misfits.
Well, you know what I mean. You know, misfits. The Odell Beckham misfit.
Kenny Ball.
Yes, he
bought.
Yeah, he was talking about the situation.
Exactly.
Was not a fit.
The story. Right. How big the story is. How big. Now, the league would love that young quarterback because our system works. Right. You make the right draft picks. Right. Our system works so they can keep it going. But it's about Matthew Stafford. Okay. It's about those Rams when it comes to that. And I love what Cincinnati has done.
I understand. He just threw me off when he said, it depends on which
eye. What you looking for? You want league eye? You want my TV eye? If I'm looking at the league eye or my TV eye?
Stop it and go get a haircut.
I'm working on both here.
Go ahead, Dan Orlovsky. Go ahead, Dan Orlovsky. I'll piggyback off.
Go ahead, Dan. Which way you see it,
Dan? The prophet's deferring. Go ahead. You're never going to live that down.
Prophet A. Smith.
Speaking of profits, the better story would be Joe Burrow winning. Now, before I get into it, Stephen A., I want to make myself very. 4 months ago or so, you called me and asked me if I wanted to be on the show a little bit this season. I'm forever thankful for that. Truly, very grateful for that.
Man, I'm honored to have you. You've been fantastic. Love having you on the show. Glad you did.
I'm also your worst nightmare.
Yeah, I'm sure you believe that.
I'm your worst
sure
nightmare.
You believe that.
No. Because I keep receipts.
No.
And
no.
I remember the things that get said. And I feel like I say things that are pretty accurate. And when people like you come at me for some of the things that I say in the moment, it leaves that memory in my mind. And I remember a time back where we were having a conversation about these Bengals. And I had a pretty profound statement. I think it was back in the summer. And I said, you know, if there was some stuff attached to this football team, something could happen. Play it, Tanucci. I would say this, real talk, Wood. You give me Joe Burrow, and you give Joe Burrow that Pittsburgh Steelers defense, I'm going to say he's going to win a Super Bowl this year. He's a Super Bowl contender this year. I don't feel that way about the Steelers.
This year.
If you took Joe Burrow.
That's insane.
Stephen A. Stephen A.
You've got to be kidding me.
Stephen A. Real talk. Stephen A.
Stop it.
Yeah, I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged. Because they had lost.
Go on.
First of all, this is the same Bengals team that lost to the Jets, by the way. We keep forgetting that. And they lost the Chicago game two of the season. But that's neither here nor there. I was caught up in my Steelers. That's what that was about.
Go on.
That's what that was about.
Okay.
Well, go ahead, Dan.
I wanted you to acknowledge that. I appreciate that.
But understand. You do understand what you just did, didn't you? You do understand what you just did.
Oh, yeah.
Let me go. I'm going to interrupt you. Hold on. I'm going to interrupt you. This is Dan Orlovsky. Just finished doing a lap around the Get Up studio in New York. That's how much he was celebrating Matthew Stafford. Let me explain something to y'all. Let me rain on Dan Orlovsky's parade. Do you know why Matthew Stafford is a big story? No, really? You want me to tell you really why he's a big story? Because he spent all these damn years with Meyer in Detroit. That's why. That's the real reason. You understand? In football purgatory. That's the reason why.
Because he elevated.
Some people elevated from the ashes. Right. Some people just show up on national television. That's how it goes, Orlovsky. That's how it goes when you're a Detroit Lion, okay? And in Matthew Stafford's case, that's really all because we all knew he was great. You point yards, you pointed out the comeback victories and stuff like that, but he never won a playoff game because he was with the Detroit Lions.
Right.
He never competed for because he was he's with the Detroit Lions. Right. He never was really talked about as a Hall of Famer because he was with the Detroit Lions. Everything was because he was mired wearing a Detroit Lions uniform. That's it. And when he went to a respectable franchise, now it's different. Let me tell you something about Burrow. Let me tell you something, because remember, I'm the guy that's Michael Irvin, Dan Orlovsky, for years, wanting and making noise about the scarcity of black NFL head coaches. Yet I consistently called for the dismissal of Marvin Lewis. I said, you can't have 15, 16 years at a franchise, go to the playoffs 7 times, never win one single playoff game, and still keep your job. It's bad for business. It's a bad look for the city. You're throwing the city under the bus. You're taking your fan base for granted. You got to change it up. Do something. And that's what they did with Zach Taylor, who obviously was fortunate enough to be able to draft Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's in his second season in the league. But he's playing for the Bengals.
Right.
The Bengals, man. And this dude, that franchise that couldn't buy a playoff victory their damn selves.
Right.
Their damn selves, they couldn't buy a playoff victory. Joe Burrow comes there, he gets hurt his first year, his second year, which is his first full season in the National Football League. He is in a Super Bowl, and he's got a stud like Jamar Chase to throw the football to, and T. Higgins ain't no slouch either. You realize how big that is? That is the biggest story. There is no doubt about it.
Are you guys joking here?
That's right.
Are you joking here? I can't even believe you fell into this, Dan. And neither can I with you, Stephen A. You always cover the super team. The super team is the bigger story, and that's what the Rams are. Well, when Miami put together a super team, Stephen A., you were down there covering. When Golden State and Kevin Durant came over, you were down. Because we cover the super team, because they're already up here, and we're waiting to see the fall. Cincinnati is great for the league because they did it the old-fashioned way. They did it through the draft. That's why I say through that eye, they're great for the league. The small team, they did it the right way. Instead of all these friends coming together and messing up our whole system, we're creating these super teams. I can't believe you guys are just tossing this out, not even bringing this up. When we talk about the story, what's the better story? We always cover the super team more. You did it in every other sport. We do it here. That's why the Rams are the better story with Matthew Stafford.
Who's the super team?
The Rams ain't no super team.
Did you see Larry and Donald rally that team?
Eight. They are a super team.
Yeah.
Can I stop right there? Yeah.
That's what the story is.
Can I stop right there? Michael Irvin. Who did you have going to the Super Bowl in the NFC?
Now, what they got to do with the price of tomatoes? Man, we ain't slicing up no salad here.
Can you ask my question? Who did you have going to the Super Bowl in the NFC?
All right. I had the Cowboys.
Okay. What is it? Who did you have going to the Super Bowl, Molly?
In the NFC?
Yes.
I think the Rams.
Yeah, all right. No. You did it.
I did.
You had Tom Brady. What? What? You're going to lie?
No,
Molly just lied on national television. You had Tom Brady. You had Shaq.
Oh, my God. I swear to God.
Did y'all hear Molly lie on national television? Oh, she engaged in selective amnesia. Dan Orlovsky, did you see that, Molly? Did you see it?
What?
I think I had the Rams. What?
No. Let me tell you, that was in one of the prior playoff games. You can ask Dan, our security guy at the seaport, that I had the Rams in the Bills. Ask Dan. He asked me and every morning, and we had nice conversation.
Molly, let me finish the shopping. Dan Orlovsky, I'm damn near falling out my chair.
I hate you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Molly just brought up. She said, you can ask Dan. I thought she meant Dan Orlovsky. She was talking about Dan, who's a member of security at the seaport in New York. Are you kidding me? You went on national TV and said Tom Brady, but brought up security.
That's why I'm having a conversation with. We're all
bunch of
haters.
And her receipt.
Yo, Dan Orlovsky.
Okay.
Who did you have coming out of the NFC?
I thought the Packers.
All right. So you had the Cowboys. She had Tom Brady. You got the Packers, and the Rams were a super team.
All right.
None of y'all had them.
Yes. Okay.
None of y'all picked them.
Right. I got
receipts too. Y'all,
we had said the NFC was wide open.
It's different building a super team in football than it is in basketball.
We can keep talking trash, but let's get in a break really quick because I need
Molly,
to regroup.
Dan,
I need to regroup. Yeah, thank you.
That's her receipt.
Oh, Dan, we have to say goodbye to you. Dan, we'll talk to you soon.